And Ethan.
With your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, motorists are expected to face up to 2.5 hour regular delays by 2046 between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. The Department of Transport and Main Roads are forecasted that traffic times are projected to surge immensely over the next two decades, reaching up to project 17% increase. However, these delays do not yet factor in plans to introduce traffic easing projects across the greater southeast, and predictions made were indicative of a number of traffic variables set to occur over the next 20 years.
A research study conducted by the University of Queensland has discovered a molecule that binds to genes and prevents them from being overactivated, which may lead to new treatments for metabolic disorders. Focusing on how damages to the mitochondria from the maternal side can manifest in future generations, leading to neurodegeneration, cancer, diabetes, and metabolic disorders. These new molecules can regulate mitochondrial stress pathways and prevent the spread of stress throughout the body.
In national news, the new nationwide YouGov poll has revealed that the majority of Australians would prefer to switch January 26th or Australia Day in favour of an alternative date, being the second last Monday of January instead. Indigenous business Clothing the Gap created a petition called Not a Date to Celebrate, which has garnered over 83,000 supporters and 150 businesses endorsing the change. Western Australia leads the support with 57% in support of the alternate date, followed by New South Wales with 55%, Victoria with 54%, and Queensland also with 54% of people backing the change. The support was extremely popular in the younger demographic, with around 70% of those within the 18 to 24 age range in agreement to a proposed change. Campaigners believe that the proposed date respects the attitude of January 26th being a day of mourning for Indigenous people across the nation, whilst also respecting the national desires for a long weekend in summer.
Liberal leader Susan Ley has declared her intentions to remain at the head of her party amidst a fractious coalition in the wake of the Nationals' total frontbench resignation. While Ley has yet to officially accept more than the initial three resignations from the hate speech bill vote, Nationals leader David Littleproud has laid the blame at her feet. Ley's comments come from rumours of a Liberal leadership spill began after a pressure cooker few weeks for the embattled political party.
In international news, an ex-member of the Special Counsel, Jack Smith, testified today at a court hearing before the House Judiciary Committee against Trump, following two failed prosecutions in previous years regarding his actions in the events of January 6 and the 2020 election. Smith defended his investigation into these events and spoke out about the catastrophic threats to democracy, despite Republican criticism and Democratic praise. Jack Smith spoke out about the mass pardoning of the January 6 violent Capitol rioters and has stated he's not afraid of Trump's threats after the hearing is finished.
Now for your 10 a.m. weather. It is 29 degrees and it also feels like it too. There's a minimum chance of rain, and if there is, the rain will be light. The wind is currently sitting at 13 knots and there is a 59% humidity today. The UV index is currently sitting at 10, which is quite high, so make sure to stay sunsafe.
That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back in your ears at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.